lovers back.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy DJ Locura, part of Sparkle PBD, alongside Presidente Cristina, the Queen of the Dance, Regina, and the Mans with the bands, who bands? Sparkle PBD back at it again. What up, y'all?
Yo, it's always a surprise every time you do that intro, man.
Always?
I feel good. You made me feel good, man. Hey, you're a good friend. You're a good friend, man.
I appreciate that.
Settle down.
I figured after, you know, being around the family for like, what, 7, 8 years, I'd be...
8 years,
feels like a million years.
Right?
Feels like forever, but forever, that's good.
And ever.
Wow, you guys have a bromance going on.
No, I don't have anything right now. Everybody's sitting on your side of the corner right now. I got this chair by myself, so I am alone.
I had to sit over here because of this
lonely
thing.
That's not what you said earlier.
You could have
yes,
just
I did. I said because they don't got this
it
thing on
it. That's not
this
exactly one. What you said.
What's going on?
You say because this doesn't have that black thing. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
Well, it is black.
Oh, my God.
Right?
It just came out a little weird. But what's up? But what's up, everybody? What's going on?
Chilling, man. This weather, man.
Yo, I woke up. First of all, I went to sleep and I thought the world was fine. I woke up to a mess. There's trees everywhere. The 7-Eleven sign broke near my house.
Really?
Like, that's I woke
lit
up to like craziness.
Yeah, same
I
here.
I didn't know it was that bad last night.
I know
it
the
was
wind
like
was
a tornado
pretty crazy
or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was from that storm that was heading up the East Coast. I know I woke up. I went to sleep with no power, and I woke up to no power too. And as of 5 o'clock right now, I still have no power in my house.
Wow. That's crazy.
Struggle.
That's crazy.
That struggle sucks. Bars. Even though there are no bars.
That's so weird.
Dima Christina.
I don't know. So today, before we get to our segments, I just want to tell everybody that we kind of been beefing for the last like 20
no,
minutes.
No. We have not been beefing. Christina's been beefing with us. No. Let it be clear.
Facts.
First of all,
let it be clear.
I just want to say real quick before we get to our segments. That Ruben's brought in a red velvet cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows cupcakes come with frosting because, like, I never heard of a cupcake without frosting. That's just weird. And Regina wants a piece, but she doesn't like frosting. So she says, never mind. And Ruben's like, no, it's fine. I'll take off the frosting. Like, nigga, what?
Nigga, that's exactly
yo,
what a friend would do.
Yo, I don't understand how that's mad crazy.
A cupcake without
that's a friendship,
frosting.
Yo.
What?
You're
so now I'm struggling because I can't get the frosting back on to the cupcake. Like, now
she's
I have
mad
to go
stressed
home.
She whoa, all right. She came in, guns a-blazing.
No, I didn't.
First of all, before the cupcake situation even happened, she was going off. And then the cupcake situation happened and it was just a cherry on top of the cake, or should I say the frosting on top of the cupcake? She's wilding in here.
That came off.
What did I say before that? Nothing.
She came in and she was doing all these wiles for no reason, and we were like, what is going on?
I thought she would be happy because we all showed up on time.
I was happy.
Early.
Super early.
She had us on Instagram
me
live
and
at first.
That,
I thought
then
we was a family, and then we just wasn't.
And then the switch just happened. She's like, you know what?
Just out of nowhere.
Whatever.
Oh, now it's whatever. You see?
But yeah, I had to do it just because it's Regina. Come on, how can
he
you
was
turn
being
her down?
Nice and she just wasn't feeling it.
I was just being a good friend, you know.
Like, I didn't
that's
mind that she gave you
to
that
do
he gave you some.
Wait, I'm gonna let you finish. I didn't mind that he gave you some of his cupcake. I shall allow it in the queendom for other people to share their food. That's fine. It's okay because you still ate the cupcake, though.
No, I didn't. It's over
it's
there.
It's still there.
Damn.
Sitting there.
See,
dry.
Now you're just wasting it. The frosting is on it and everything.
It's going to melt.
You see?
We're just going to have to start the show without it.
It's okay. I think you'll get through it. Can you?
Oh, man.
Will you guys be okay?
I ate some of it already.
Right. I don't know if I can survive.
You see?
You need the timeout then. Go step outside. Get some air in your system. Be like, you know what? Woosa.
It's
and
getting a little crazy.
I'm back. I'm good. Right. Go ahead. ESP Rob, let us know what we got.
Well, it's been a crazy weekend. I can definitely say that in all the sports world. Patriots, for all my Patriot fans out there, on a 4-game winning streak and are heading to a bye with a 6-2 record in the AFC. While the Philadelphia Eagles, my man Louis from the Daily Note, will be happy. They're on a 6-game winning streak, so they're getting they got one more game before they go into their bye week. In basketball, The Cavaliers are slumping, ladies and gentlemen. They're on a three-game losing streak, and they're
that team they have.
That's exactly that team that they have, and they're currently 10th in the Eastern Conference.
You know what that means. Money can't buy you everything.
That's true.
Yes, it can.
But it is still early on in the season. It's only been about a week, week and a half. So you know they still have time to get their act together. But the one thing that I wanna kind of get off my chest that happened this weekend was a comment made by the Houston Texans owner, Bob McNair. If you guys are not aware what's going on, he basically was calling out his team and the players. And this was a comment that was published on the on an ESPN magazine. And he said, "We can't have the inmates running the prison." Which is another.
What's the content stuff?
Which is basically saying we can't have the players run the show. You know, we're the owners. We're gonna keep them in lock. You're gonna and
just a poor word.
Exactly. And so it caused a lot of controversy. You know, there was a lot of how can I say? There was a lot of rumors going around of how the Texans were going to respond, whether or not they were going to boycott the game, whether or not they're going to kneel or stand for the, you know, all these type of things going on with the, and there was one that they said they were going to take the decals off their helmets that showed their logo, and they didn't do that. They ended up just kneeling on Sunday, Sunday's game.
Inmates.
And that's been the topic of the whole
He couldn't even
NFL
have said
weekend.
We can't let the chickens run the farm. Or the students run the school. It had to be inmates.
Yeah, he ended up apologizing, but
they always apologize.
Yeah, exactly. And let me get it.
Too much of a coincidence.
Yeah, let me get into that because after those comments were made, I still can't find who said this comment on ESPN. But it was he was a former running back with the San Diego Chargers, and he said, "Why do owners continue to apologize after they say stuff like that?"
Because they have to.
Well, like, why? As players,
they try to be politically correct.
That's so stupid. If I were to put it in context. If I were to go up to you and shoot you, and then I apologize for it after, are you gonna accept it?
No, it's to help the person that made the mistake out. It's not to ease the situation or smooth out the situation
like,
at all.
I'm sorry, I hurt your feelings.
Yeah,
exactly. These people are public figures, so they have to apologize so that things can be smoothed out.
You know, but
don't be politically incorrect and try to come back.
It happens most with the rich white people. Not to single white people out, but
yeah,
it's just a fact. You know, they single out all these minorities because, again, baseball is ran by a lot of minorities, and they point at these guys like, oh, these guys are delinquents. They're this, they're that. But the real delinquents is the rich guys.
That's the gag.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, I don't know.
You're right on the money, man, and especially for the owner, too. As you say, he was a rich white man, and of course, he's one of the biggest donors for Donald Trump.
Whoa!
So it makes so much sense.
That says a lot.
So he donated about $1 million to his campaign.
So you just got a mil chilling.
So, and of course, Donald Trump, I'm sure, he didn't tweet about it, I'm sure, but he loved it.
And this is the owner of the Astros.
No, this is the owner of the Houston Texans, the NFL team.
Texans. So next season, if you're in the Houston Texans, or whenever the next game is or whatever, I'm not sure of the schedule, whatever. Don't play. Sit the bench.
They should have done it this past
Sunday.
Sit
the bench and show them that without you guys, they're not going to make money.
It's getting really personal in the NFL right now.
Yeah, and the NFL's trying so hard to go past that, like the whole national anthem protest. Like they had a meeting, the owners' meeting last week, and they just wanted to discuss that. And they just said, "Listen, we got to get past this national anthem." But of course, something just tends to spark it up again.
But why are they
spark?
Why are they so pressed? About this kneeling thing?
It's
can
not
y'all just
about
play
the
this
kneeling.
Game?
It's not.
Again, it's not about the kneeling. They want to pinpoint this stuff so you look at it like, oh my God, they're not leaning, kneeling. But the real fact is that they're trying to lesser the power that we have, the minorities, by saying, oh, you're doing this and this is wrong. You get what I'm saying?
It's just the fact.
It's all about control.
I don't know, but like, if you watch the Django, it's basically the same thing the masters would do. When the Django would go to the plantations, oh, get your
It's the same concept.
It's showing too much power.
They just, the players got money. They're actually getting paid more.
It's
as
a financial
to
hierarchy, so though. This is my thing.
Why don't they all come together and have a consensus within all the teammates and all Neil? What are they going to do? Fire everybody?
Well, after Donald Trump said his comments like last month, they all on one Sunday all kneeled, including
the whole NFL.
Almost every team kneeled with their owners, and then suddenly this happens again, and they're like, "Oh, like nothing again, happened." So we'll keep that going and see what happens with the Texans.
This kneeling thing is
serious. Yeah,
it's basically
a revolution.
It is a revolution.
It's not a revolution yet till people are willing to lose their job.
It's a resistance.
Jemele Hill.
Jemele Hill is a perfect
example.
Yeah.
She's a prime example
of the revolution.
So now if you're not willing to lose your job over this, you're just in the mix with all of them.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's a financial hierarchy. These owners,
it don't matter.
That's they're owners. So they own these teams.
Yeah,
and they can
slave.
They own the teams. They don't own the players.
Yeah, but it's not
they're
about
being
if
the slave master. They're like, you're going
to
either do this or not. If you don't do it, goodbye.
Yeah, but they can still be a part of the revolution in other ways.
That's not right.
They can be a part of the revolution in other ways. These owners are a mess. They always been.
They
got
to be willing to lose their job.
I'm sure some of them are willing
to stand for what they stand for and be like, I'm not taking this shit no more.
Yeah, but
what if they're not being directly oppressed? It's not that easy.
But technically, it's like, you know, look at Kaepernick. Good,
but
good
not
example.
Everybody's gonna be like him.
Yeah, it's not
everybody
but,
feels
but
like
the thing
it's
is,
their life's.
I understand
purpose.
That.
It's their life's work.
But sometimes your morals have to kick in, and sometimes you just
some
have
people
to.
People don't have morals.
But isn't that the point of all of them, like taking the knee? They're still making a stance. They're not losing their jobs over it, but people are still watching and people are still noticing. That's still a revolution, even if people are not losing their jobs.
Yeah, but at the same time,
it's a small step to the revolution.
At the same time that
everybody can't just be like, we out of here. Like, whoa.
But the same thing is happening on the other side. If you look at it,
that's their job.
The same thing that's happening on
check.
Whatever side you're on is happening on the opposite side. So for every pro that happens, there's a con.
Do you not remember what Cardi B said? And I pay my mama's bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Some of these people don't have time to be quitting their jobs.
So you quit your job and then what? You sit at home with the fist up? Like, yeah, we did that.
We're talking about their contracts already paid them millions. If they were smart, they would have invested and made it grow.
No, the point is that these
owners,
a career.
Yes, a career, but if they were smart, they would have invested in something where if they lost their job, it wouldn't matter to them and they could still bank off.
But how do you know some of them are not willing to lose their job? Like, we don't know that.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying they should all gather around each other and be like, okay, you want it this way? We all quit. You can't run a football football league with no players.
They're doing a peaceful protest. Because you know what? They're still role models.
Yeah.
So they can't just up and quit their job.
But
they have a lot on the line.
But listen, other than the fans, they're the ones putting this company together. The rich man is on top, chilling, doing nothing.
Yeah, but
nothing.
They can easily find other people
they're
to replace
other
them
people
boys.
Yeah. To do these jobs.
Whenever things happen, the NFL will find ways to get they'll get replacement players
if
anything.
You know how many little boys want to play in the NFL?
Don't get
all
me
they
wrong.
Have to do is put up a flyer.
It'll happen.
Put up a flyer.
It could happen.
1,000 boys.
It could happen, but the money they will lose till they get to that point. Because remember, they gotta recruit whole teams.
They're not scared to lose money because they know they're gonna make it right back
scared.
Once they build their team.
They are scared. That's why they're trying to make people stand.
That's why they're apologizing.
They're forcing these people to stand.
Well, we're halfway through the season. I mean, it's still.
It's still a thing.
Well,
it's still a thing,
day,
and we can still see where we are.
I'm going to say it one more time. If they're not willing to stand for what they believe, bro, don't talk about
it. It's easier said than done, though.
Yeah, exactly.
What if somebody put you against the wall like, you need to quit your job?
I would. My job right now, if they put me against the fence, I don't know how I'm going to get money tomorrow, but if I believe something, I'm going
to
quit, and I'm going to hold my head high.
The whole NFL.
But that's me.
Like,
you know what I mean? That's why I feel they should do the same.
Well,
they got the bank already.
We'll see.
They're the bank to the NFL.
We'll see. We'll check back in another 8 weeks and see what's going on. And that's my segment for ESPN, Rob. Regina, what's popping in culture for this week?
So our girl Belcalis is engaged and whatever.
Belcalis.
So according to People Magazine, our girl Cardi B, a.k.a. Belcalis, or is it Belcalis, a.k.a. Cardi B?
It's Belcalis.
Oh,
that sounds good.
So our girl Belcalis, she got
in the real Dominican.
Say it with the Dominican
correction.
Accent. You got to say it like you got rolos in your head.
Belcalis.
Belcalis.
Is that like
with chancletas on?
Yeah, that sounds real Dominican.
Mira, Belcalis.
Arranca para la casa right now.
This is all getting really crazy. So on October 27th, she got engaged to her short time boyfriend, Mr. Offset from The Migos.
How long have they been together?
2 weeks.
Now you need to cut it
80 days.
Now. I'm not actually sure, and I don't want to throw out no fake news.
Okay.
But I know it's within the year. Yeah, so it's not like they've been together years, but they've been together within the year. Don't want to throw out no fake news. I'm not quite sure.
I feel like it's been a year.
Short time relationship, big time goals, because they are engaged. And he proposed to her at the, what was it called? 99 something.
It was the powerhouse.
Route 99?
Route 99.
Isn't that a restaurant?
In Philadelphia. Route 99?
No, it was the powerhouse. It was the powerhouse concert in Philadelphia.
And he got down on one knee and proposed to your girl. So people are saying that it's a publicity stunt, a scandal. But I mean, can we just be happy for the girl? If it is a scandal, hey.
Listen, if
we were all happy for her when it happened.
If it's real, I'm happy for you. But the circumstances that happened prior to that has me.
It's questionable.
Yeah.
All right, before you go in, let me finish. So my girl Demi Lovato has a YouTube documentary out. I thought it was just a regular documentary that was like gonna like premiere somewhere. Are you holding this? Should I hold it?
Continue. Go ahead.
Can I take this? So she has a YouTube documentary out. And you can watch it on YouTube, obviously. So it came out October 17th. So within the last 10 days, week, a little over a week. And basically she unravels everything about her life, her time on Disney Channel, her time in rehab, and she talks about how she actually was a drug addict on top of, you know, dealing with a lot of her body shaming, the body shaming issue she was going through, and a lot of like her insecurities just about herself. So obviously a lot of people, you know, a few people like her team and people who were close to her knew that she was a drug addict. She was addicted to cocaine, but she talks about it more in depth in her documentary, and I just thought it was really great that she finally came out and talked about it, because she attacked her backup dancer in 2010 and then nobody really knew what happened after that. So I'm glad that she's finally like standing in her truth and just letting people in on her life. Like, people really like Demi Lovato and she's very talented, I think. So I'm glad to see that she's coming forward, because I feel like this will help her career. Like, now that she's able to talk about these things openly and she can identify with other people probably in the same industry who have gone through things that she's gone through, and she's so young. Like, she's only 24, 25. So, and at the time that she was suffering from these addictions, she was 16, like 16 through the years of, you know, 16 to 20. So
yeah, just imagine. I mean, 16, where she was still at Disney.
Yeah, she was still
making
at Disney.
a whole bunch of movies. That's a lot of pressure for 16-year-old.
I mean, and Disney was threatening to drop her.
Yeah.
I mean, she was on television, also addicted to cocaine. Like, you were being role models to little girls while sneaking drugs on set. So it's kind of like intense, but check it out if you can.
I mean,
she's, you know, get to know her.
92.
And
she's been through a lot.
And this is more like local what's popping culture. Providence put their bid in for the new Amazon headquarters.
Yeah.
I mean, we were all talking about it briefly in our meeting. But yes, Providence, I see you out here. There's also 237 other bids. But you know what? It don't even matter. I'm just happy that Providence
actually... So you're saying there's still a chance.
Listen, I believe
there's
in Providence.
There's a better chance than winning the lottery.
So basically, Amazon's Prime headquarters currently is in Seattle. And as of September, they are... I don't know if they would call it a competition. It's kind of like... It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
So basically, they're asking major cities to put bids in for where their next headquarters is going to be. They want it to be somewhere on the East Coast because obviously their current one now is on the West Coast. And they want, the only requirement so far they have is that they want it in a metropolitan area where they can host up to 50,000 employees. So they don't want it in like a rural area. They want it somewhere where it's easily accessible to highways and, you know, obviously
like a downtown.
Yeah, it would have to be downtown.
So Providence put their bid in, and also for Rhode Island, Central Falls put their bid in. But Central Falls is all the two streets, so I don't know what y'all would think about that.
Your ass is down.
Y'all gotta calm down. But amongst the top contenders, they're saying right now is Boston, boo.
Ugh.
Atlanta and New York.
Boo to New York too.
Yeah, that's New York's always doing the most.
They don't need
down.
It. They don't need it.
Calm down, New York. Calm down.
Yeah,
let it come to Providence. Because you know what? We're so close to Boston. We're also so close to New York.
With the diamond.
With the media.
We're also it's not like, Boston, you know, like we're like the middle. We're the middle child. But you know, the concept of that also is that we're going to have like 50,000 more people coming into our state, probably commuting from Boston or moving on in. And then, you know, all of our rent is going up. So
50,000 jobs for like so many people who have degrees and don't have...
What up, Amazon?
I mean, it is true, but when I read up on like how the transition was for Seattle when they put their headquarters there, it was kind of mixed. Like people were saying that it boosted the economy, but it took out community because a lot of other businesses wanted to, you know, start their businesses up around Amazon, and so instead of them having like, you know, their neighborhoods and communities and normal
life,
regular living, right. It was very big business. So they kind of like lost that a little bit. But Seattle's also a very big place compared to Providence. Yeah. I feel like that would harm us more than help us because we're already so small. And now we would just be like, Providence.
That could also help.
The city where Amazon is. And that's all we're going to have.
Yo, but that would be so dope.
I mean, you know
how much attention that would bring to Rhode Island? That's the attention that
Can you imagine
people
how
will officially
amazing that
know
campus would be?
Who we
Yo,
are.
Yo, imagine how lit our local events would be. I'm just saying.
I mean,
mad terrorists.
What did you say? You said mad terrorists?
Tourists.
Oh, tourists.
But our rent is going up.
Tourists. That's fine.
But I think the economy would fluctuate with that. You know what I mean? There'll be more businesses making more money. There'll be more people working. You know, it'll be good.
It'll be busier.
For the most part.
I mean, we're one of 238, so...
Yeah.
Hey,
let's
keep your hopes high.
They're going to narrow it down as the months come forward. And if, you know, it's like a pageant.
Yeah, it's like Miss Universe.
It literally is. So hopefully we rooting for you,
that,
Providence.
By the way, last year. So
we
rooting for you, Providence.
Sweet.
Are we, though? We are.
We are.
So that's what's popping in culture. Did you guys want to, like, go off on any of these topics?
Just the Cardi B thing. Like, I'm happy for her, but at the same time, I'm not buying it.
Listen,
it's just,
she's about to be betrothed.
Right, so
I'd be seeing her Lupitels.
Wow, that's a good
3 days
word.
Prior it's to getting engaged, you're gonna break up with the man. I'm not buying it.
Someone, listen, it's hood love though.
No, I'm not
hood
buying
love
it.
Is we are gonna break up three more times and it's gonna be the last time. Every single
but
time.
You gotta also think there's so many factors
that she's gonna burn his clothes.
Bleach him and everything. And
sing that Whitney Houston
and
song.
And she probably the type that would do that too.
Then sing, I changed my mind. I don't love you no more.
Wow. We went there. Okay.
I mean, let Cardi B live.
I'm happy for her. Great success. I'm happy that
she's having a hell of a year.
Yeah, she is. And
she just hit the cover of Rolling Stone, which is dope. So...
Every time I see her walk, I think of that Kanye West song, Hell of a Night.
Exactly.
Very good on that cover.
Yeah, she's dominating right now. So
but I hope the best for her, you know, no ill will. I don't want anybody to get it misconstrued and try to think that I'm hating on her because I'm Team Cardi all the way.
Is it true? Yeah. I don't know. I watched the video. I wasn't really listening to it. But is it true the Offset got down on one knee and said, so you going to marry a nigga?
No, I heard he said you dig. That's what I heard.
What?
He got on one and he said, you dig?
So all I'm saying is niggas are winning all of 2017 and part of 2018.
I mean, there's some hood niggas that lost in 2017.
Like Meek.
He's still lost. He lost from like 3 years back. He's still recovering.
You know what?
Yeah, I'm going there.
All I'm saying.
But you know who is a loser?
Gucci Mane is married to. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
But you know you,
who?
Actually,
Gucci Mane's married. 2 Chainz is married.
Yeah, but
all your favorite hood rappers are married.
But okay? Gucci Mane went into Gucci Mane went into prison being a, you know, a hood nigga.
Joe Budden's about to have a baby.
I'm so obsessed with them. Oh my god.
Okay. You guys swear. You guys want to be like these hood rappers so bad, but they're all married and they're not really out here with these hoes. They're at home. Mm-hmm. Eating good.
Talk about it.
Living good with their wifey.
You know why? You know why though? Because niggas ain't shit.
You know, you know what's crazy? The R&B niggas, the niggas in R&B.
Now the ones that really are not.
They're not winning.
They're the ones that are not.
Look at Tyrese.
Married.
Did you not see 112? It's a group full of thugs.
Yeah, but they're not winning right now.
No, but I'm saying
the R&B guys.
The R&B guys are losing.
It's because they're singing about being good guys and being married, but they're not.
Exactly.
And the hood guys are out here like, "Hey, we that with these big right booty O's, but be at home sipping chamomile tea." You see that?
You know that's why.
You see them? They know what time it is.
Because Trey Songz be talking about love, but, and he's a dog.
Okay.
But Rubens,
I gotta give props.
Who are you giving props to this week, Rubens?
I gotta give props to my man Swiss Beats. Can you play the video, please?
Absolutely.
Swiss Beats?
Yeah.
Where is this video from? What website?
This is directly from him.
From his what? Instagram?
From his Instagram.
Okay.
What did he do?
Yo, where we going?
Is it connected?
Coming from the Bronx, going to Harvard. A lot of people were saying, why would you go to school? It's never too late to get your education, further your education. Knowledge is power. You know, it don't even have to be an Ivy League school, just as long as you're doing your thing.
Oh, it is Blaine. Hold on.
You know, I got my brother here with me for over 20.
Okay, so I guess it's not working for bands. I'm sorry.
But
what was he saying?
Shoring things up. He's basically saying he got a 3-week stretch to graduate from Harvard.
Nice.
You know,
like left? He has 3 weeks left? Oh, okay.
3 weeks for him to walk the stage. Or I don't know if he's waiting for the graduation in the summer. But he's going to be good in 3 weeks, which is inspiring. I thought it's very inspiring, you know, because from where he comes from the Bronx. Like, people don't get this far from these places, you know, and I think it's inspiring. And I want, for those people that are listening that may be in the lifestyle where they're in the streets, yo, think twice about what you're doing, you know, get in school,
Is Swiss Beats
get a
my
degree,
drink and
you know?
My two-step? Is that Swiss Beats?
What?
My drink and my two-step. Who is that?
He produced half of the songs made ever in history.
No, wait. I know who Swiss Beats is. I'm just asking if
it's
he was on that song. Yes.
Okay. Swiss Beats also made a guest appearance at Romeo's album this year.
Yep.
Facts.
I didn't like that song. But
all right, Swiss Beats. I see you out here with the edumacation or whatever.
But, you know, I feel like a lot of hood niggas or hood dudes or people that come from nothing should take example. Stop looking at your... At these boonk gang videos and stop following example from Swiss Beats. You know what I mean? There's too much nonsense going on.
Not only that, but like the fact that he was successful, that he became successful without college, which is actually
facts.
Dope too. It's like I didn't go to college, but I did. I made something of myself.
Exactly.
You know? There's people that don't go to college and don't do anything, but. You know, he didn't need to do this.
He didn't have to.
He didn't have
but the
to.
Fact so that he went back, to this distance crazy. To further himself and
yes.
and get this knowledge, you know what I mean? Because reality is, knowledge is power. The more you know, the better you are in the real world.
But that's not what's... See, that's why
he
I like
bought
that
his way
Swiss
in,
Beats.
By the way.
I was going to say that. I like that Swiss Beats did this, and I understand. You know, he came from a place where he didn't get to go to college. And when he did have the opportunity, he went to the best damn college he could go
to.
He
did.
Exactly.
He went to the best damn college that money could
but
buy.
But that's why I think it's inspiring, because there's a lot of dudes out here making money, but they're blowing it in the club.
But
that's not
what society is pushing the youth to do.
Because
yes, Swiss is being a role model to it, but they're telling them, as long as you can make this money, make it however you can make it. You don't need college. If you got ass and titties, You better put them ass and titties on and make this money.
But you gotta, you gotta be willing to
for the guys too.
But basically, what he did, he's basically changing, explaining to people like, yo, you can further yourself no matter what you're doing.
Yeah,
you can further your knowledge, further everything. You know, and the more knowledge you have, the more power you have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Realistically,
that's like, what he's trying to prove too.
Exactly. Like, but you got, and I could say a lot of names, but I'm not going to do that because I'm not like that. But a lot of people that I know waste their time literally listening and watching. No, I'm not going to do that. No name drop.
Oh, I was going to say.
But, you know, they spend their time doing and watching these boot gang videos. Right.
What is boot gang? I think I've seen one of those videos.
Yeah, some clowns doing stupid shit. Like, look up things that's gonna better yourself, not things that's gonna put you behind. You know what I mean?
And stop props, giving.
My bring props. Back,
reel in the props. Don't focus on the negative.
No, I'm trying not to. But the thing is, the thing is that, you know, I'm just putting an example out. Like, yo, these are people that you should look up to, not these boot gangs. These, you know, people doing stupid stuff on the street.
Yes. Let's shed the light on the good. That's why people don't do good, because these black excellence stories don't get out.
It's a small mentality right there.
When we have a platform to talk about it, we just talk about the niggas, like niggas in the hood, like who cares? Like, he made it out. That's what we have to focus on, stories like that.
No,
you know how many black
agree.
Success stories we have, but we don't hear about it? I'm not on TV, it's not in our books, it's not in school.
People are not willing to listen to those.
No, that's not true. It's not taught to us. So when it happens, we have the responsibility to do that.
Yeah, and that's why I'm taking
not
my time to you
what
know
what you're doing wrong.
You're right, but that's why I'm taking the time to shed light on this, because I didn't see it in a lot of places. As to if somebody would have punched somebody in the face, it would have been on TMZ, on everything, you know, and it would have been highly promoted.
From college, they're not promoting that.
Yeah, they're not promoting that.
And he actually went to class. Like,
yeah,
exactly.
It's crazy too. He mentioned too that when he was in class, nobody recognized him. Which is dope.
Well, he's ugly, but whatever.
He's also older. I'm thinking that the people he's in classes with are not listening to his music.
That's a good
so
point.
True.
You know
damn,
what I mean?
I
like,
old.
It's not like
that's not 100% true, because
I'm not saying it's 100% true and nobody's gonna know who he is, but I'm saying the majority.
Yeah.
Of the,
you're right.
No, that's
you're
a
right.
Fact.
And it's Harvard with all these. Excuse my language, but the majority of Harvard is white students that are coming from upper class. They're not listening to Swiss beats. Some of them probably are.
Yeah.
But most of them are probably not.
That's you're right.
Well, shout out to Swiss.
Okay, Harvard, you better go ahead.
Yes. So, we're back to square one.
She's been dying to get on that.
No.
Oh, God.
Today's topic is friendship, because I feel like it sounds corny right now, but like I feel like we need to really talk about what a friend is, because people just be throwing out sis, they be throwing out bro, they be throwing out, oh, you know, we grew up together, that's my bestie, that's my BFF, my biffle. Like, what really, what's a friend really? Like, what's a friend? Like, I don't know, but for me, friends are probably a complete different definition than what you guys have.
That's very true. Everybody looks at friendship very differently.
A friend is somebody that can go through thick and thin with you. Like,
that's your definition of a friend?
Yes. Somebody that can go the distance with you.
You sticking somebody,
I think, and not only that, like, you know what I mean? Some friends don't see each other for years, but when you see each other, you pick up right where you left off. To me, that's a friend. Sometimes you don't, you know what I mean? We live our own lives. You can't always have time for your friends. But when you do give that time to your friends are always going to be there.
I feel like a friend is somebody I've known for probably more than 5 years, and they know my mom. And they've been a part of a substantial amount of years in my life, enough to where they have affected me in some way, whether it's positive or negative. Because even if you're friends, it doesn't mean the outcome is that you're still friends. So you could be friends with somebody and not be friends with them tomorrow, but I still consider those people friends, even though we don't talk anymore. Like, we're probably dead to each other, but we had that. You that can't bond. Erase that bond. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
You can't take away what you had and what you learned from each other and all the time you've spent. Because I think that's another part of a key part of being friends is spending time, whether that's talking on the phone, catching up, or making sure you see each other, checking up on each other. You're just somebody that cares about you. And not in an intimate way. In a way where, like, they probably see you like almost like family.
So are they friends or are they best friends at that point?
I think a best friend is somebody that you go day in and day out talking to, and they know, like, all your dirt, like, all your shit.
I don't know. I have to disagree with the friend one only because I feel like time doesn't always measure the quality of a friendship. I have been friends with people past 5 years who I don't have connections with, like, people I've met, like, within the year or the past 2 years. I think it's mainly about, like, where you guys are. Like, they're meeting you where you're at and you're meeting them where they're at. And yes. Comfortability, familiarity, and loyalty.
Do you know what she's talking about, Rubens? Come here, let me hug you.
If
come
you
here,
don't...
Come here.
If you don't!
Wow, this is crazy.
Now it's
friends
wild.
Hug each other, too, by the way.
I don't know.
So y'all don't hug? So you don't hug?
Regina is a different type of breed of friend.
Oh, wait, stop.
No, she's a good friend. But, you know,
but
she...
But when you're friends, you have to have unconditional love, too, I think.
That
like,
is
like, you
true.
Can't be judgmental right. towards the person.
No.
Like,
no, you definitely
she's
can't.
A savage, but I still love her. You know what I mean?
Once the judgmental thing comes in,
it gets crazy.
It does.
Because you know, I've done some things that probably
That's mainly a toxic friend. Like, we have toxic friends,
yes.
You know, and we still love them, but we're not around them all the time. Like, you always have that friend that's always trying to one up you.
So would you say this is your qualities for a bad friend?
Yes.
So are they really a friend if they have these type of toxic...
Don't even call them a friend.
No. They could still be a friend. They could still be a friend.
Who's
friend? But there are people, like, you know what I mean? Let me see.
I would even throw those hands out there. If they're toxic like that, I would even consider them friends.
No, but sometimes they just do it out of jealousy. It's not jealousy towards you. It's jealousy towards themselves.
So what's the worst thing
but
a
that's
friend
that sounds like an insecurity,
themselves.
Then.
Yeah,
that sounds like an insecurity.
A lot of people
not
are
a jealousy.
Insecure.
It's an insecurity of themselves.
That's not your friend.
Probably
though.
From past friendships that they've had, which probably failed.
Listen.
If they, I'm sorry to cut you off. If they're toxic like that, I would not consider them a friend.
That's facts.
But sometimes they're not toxic directly to you. But it's just the things that they do that's
yeah,
toxic.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because there's friends that you have that, like, you know, like the ones in the hood that you really shouldn't be friends with. They love you to death. They'll probably shoot somebody for you.
Probably.
Like, literally. They're, you know, probably out doing things they're not supposed to be doing. But you still love them. That's toxic, though, to have somebody like that in your life. Because you can be influenced by that. And then you
but there's
start
some people that you've
doing.
Been friends with that you thought they were cool and you thought they loved you. They loved you. They were cool like that. And then they just become toxic. And then what? You're not friends anymore. You're just.
Or you can be a friend and help them.
That's true.
Yeah, sometimes you could help.
But you
don't be Captain Save-A-Ho with friends.
You
all
can,
right,
you can only
that's
do something.
There's sometimes,
but
there's sometimes
being a
with
real
friends
friend is that willing to go the distance and meet them at somewhere and try to help them to a better place.
But let me tell you from my experience, I've been friends with people that I thought were so cool, and then no matter what you try and give them either advice or help them out or meet them at that bar, and there's no point. They're just, that's who they are.
That's true.
So they can't be friends. They're just, they're some, like the song that somebody that I used to know.
It's like a friend that's in a toxic relationship that you try to help. And you keep telling them, girl, you got to leave him. He is crazy. Yeah. Stop. And then she's like, all right. But I love him. And then she just won't leave him. It's one of those things where you've done all you could do and you're still going to be that person's friend, but not from a distance.
Yeah, exactly. You're not showing that you're weak. You're just strong enough to leave.
Right.
And,
you're still
going to
be my friend.
You grow
I'm just
up.
Reducing
I
what
even
I'm
say
going
that.
To give in the friendship.
That's
exactly.
That's
and
the worst thing
sometimes
you
just,
in a
you're just
like
not on the same page. You're on different levels. So sometimes you're still friends. Hi and bye friends. But you know what I mean? You're not enemies. You're not
yeah, you're
unfriending
not
a person.
Enemies.
But that's where you gotta, you know, value yourself. That's self-value. You're like, okay, we don't see eye to eye, I need to pull back.
And energy
well, people grow
is real.
People grow up. People grow apart.
Exactly my
you
point.
You know, like, if, like, for example, I have a group of friends that I've known since middle school. And we try to get together sometimes. And we show each other extra love through social media. And, like, we'll hit each other up about small things. How you doing? How's the baby? Blah, blah, blah. But we don't see each other every day. I consider them my friends still. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've known them for since the sixth grade, which is probably like 2002. They've been a part of my life. Like, they watched me, like, they see me pregnant. They seen me, like, at my worst. They see me, like, with a kid. You know what I'm saying? Now they see my kids 3 years old.
But exactly. Do those people see your vision to this day? Have they grown with you in a way that you feel like to this day you are still like you still have that burning friendship like how you had then?
I think so. When we get together, it's like
you pick up like where you left
yeah,
off.
Yeah, like nothing.
Exactly. Then that's true a true friendship. Friend.
Yeah, that's
now there's a difference between that and a best friend.
Yeah, a best friend I think is you never have a fallout. I mean, well, best friends have
fallout.
I don't mean like arguing. I mean like. Even through the arguing, you're still talking. You don't think so?
No.
Well, I don't know. I never really got to that point with a friend. I think one of my best friends, we argued a long time ago for like 3 days. We didn't talk to each other for like 3 days. And it was like the longest 3 days of my life. But you're like, what are we even arguing about? You don't even remember. It's like just dumb stuff. It's just women bickering, you know? But I feel like what separates her from a regular friend is that I can put it to the past and just go move forward, be friends again. If it was like a friend, like a work friend or like, I don't know, like somebody from school, I'd be like, oh, you know, whatever. It is what it is. We had a good run.
Nah.
Nah.
I don't know. I feel like when you move from the level of friend to best friend, it varies depending on the person. Because I think I only have like, I might have hurt some feelings right now saying this one.
Well, they're not gonna
know. You know something before you even go
if
there.
I hurt some feelings. Take that.
A best friend should be cool that you have other best friends.
Yeah,
now, by being jealous that you have other best friends, that's putting them in a toxic category.
My friends can't have other friends.
Because you know
what
I mean?
Is this that you're talking about?
That's mad jealous.
Is it? I'm just saying. That's like, you know what I mean?
Well,
I feel
call it
that
what it is.
That's.
But don't call it collect.
That puts them in that category as a toxic friend because they don't want to see you with other friends.
Damn, Regina.
But go on, Regina. Let's hear it.
I mean,
your best friends.
Oh yeah, I don't want to hurt nobody.
All right, don't count them. Then just say describe
well, yeah.
What kind of relationship you have with them.
Yeah, don't
the
don't
relationship
name drop.
I had. Oh, I wasn't gonna name drop. I was gonna drop a number.
And they were going to start.
And they were going to be like, wait, but.
But there's 10 of us.
Wait. But there's 10 of us. And then you don't want to be like.
Voting. Like survival of the fittest. The survivor.
Oh, wow.
And then they're all like, she ain't talking about me, sis. She's talking about you.
Making fire in the woods like, you're not going to win this one. Like everybody's killing each other. That's crazy.
But I know who my best friends are because I literally can tell them anything. This is personally for me. I'm a very private person and I don't like to talk about my business with people.
AKA Savage.
Okay, call it what it is. I'll claim it then.
Oh, you heard it. You heard it, right? She claimed
she
it. So now
did.
You can't deny it anymore.
Ow.
Continue.
But it's people who I feel like I can let into the deeper levels of my personal life without feeling judged and feeling comfortable. Which there are people who I've known for a very long time who I'm like that with. But then there are also people who I've known a short amount of time who I feel that with. So I think for me, when you transition from a friend to a best friend, it's when we get to those deeper levels where we can talk about other things that are not very surface level, like relationships and things like we can talk about like what our plans are in life, like things we want to do, the things that we're scared of, the things that we're struggling through that we don't know like how we're going to get to the other side. Like I have a friend of mine who I literally talk to every single day. Every single day. It's like the weirdest thing. She doesn't live in the state. She's out of state. We talk every single day. And we will sit and talk about like, yo, this is what I'm going through. I don't know how I'm going to get through it, but like, this is what's happening. And we'll just listen to each other. Like, even if we don't have advice, we're just there to listen to the other person.
How many of us? How many of us? That's what it's about. It's about growing together.
It's important, though, because friends, they help you build your character. So I feel like when you hold on to friends that are not helping you build your character, you're really just taking down yourself. You're only hurting yourself by holding on to people just because of history. Like, oh, but I've been friends with this person since we were seven. Like, damn,
you gotta drop it and move on.
I mean, it doesn't have to be that rough, Ben.
No, you don't need to drop it as, like, we're not friends no more. But, you know, you got to...
Well, they're not your best friends, but they're still your friends.
Exactly. You're still friends, but you're not my best friend no more. I got to continue on my journey.
I don't even need to be claiming mad people as my friends. Like, I think that's what people are not understanding. Like, if you saw somebody in a club once who was mad cool, that's not your friend. Like...
Oh, not
that's your
club,
people's.
No.
Like, I feel like everybody's like, yo, that's my friend.
That's somebody that you know.
Exactly. That's my friend. Like, no.
That's like, I have a friend that I've known. You know who she is. Shout out to Stephanie.
Hey.
I've known her since I was 5. No. What age are you in kindergarten?
4.
5.
It could be 5
six?
And 5.
Oh, kindergarten, I think
5 and 6.
5. So I've known her since I was 5. I'm 26. That's 21 years of my life, right? Did I do the math?
Yeah, 21 years.
Come on now.
I was like, wow, that was too fast. Like, I'm not good at math. I question myself. Yeah. So we've known each other 21 years, but I think in the third grade, her parents flew her out to DR and she like disappeared from my life. And we were on the phone crying like, no, you can't go. Like, we used to be on the phone together. We used to like watch TV on the phone together, like fall asleep on the phone together. Like, no, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. Like on some crazy, like stuck like glue. Then she leaves the DR and she's gone. Then middle school comes and she comes back, but at the end in the eighth grade. And when she came, I didn't even remember who she was. Like, I mean, I remember who she was. Like, I remember her, but I didn't recognize her. And then we became friends again, but I don't think that it would ever be that. But we, because we have that, we treat each other with that love and respect. Like, her kid would probably call me tía or titi, you know what I'm saying? And, like, my kid vice versa. And when I was pregnant, she was there. When I had the baby, she came to the hospital. So she's gone the extra mile, like, you know, different
she's
from other
friend.
Friends. When I was pregnant, when I had the baby and I was home with the baby as a newborn, she came over, you know, she calls and she checks up on me and like she makes sure she's there for every event, like every event in my life. I think that's what
that's
I consider
a
best friend. We don't see each other every day. Sometimes we go months without talking to each other. But like that love and respect, I think that's what makes us best friends. Not like me telling her everything, because there's a lot of things she doesn't know, but we have that thing where like we could be like, oh, you know, how's it going, you know, oh, you know, say usual bullshit with so and so. So, you know, it's like that kind of thing where like you don't even have to talk, you just know, you can feel it from each other, like that someone's not right. So you just lift you. I don't know what's
it's
I don't know
bond.
What's going on
the
with you, but I'm gonna help you
itself.
Get yeah, I don't know what's what you're going through, but I can sense that you're going through something and we're gonna make it and we're going to be there for each other. So I think that's what makes her a best friend. And she's probably crying right now because she's mad emotional. But, which I am too.
I was going to say.
I think I'm possessive too with friends too. So does that make me a toxic person? Because
I don't care what you have to say. Because I said what I said.
I've been trying to unfriend Regina for like a week. And
who do you think you are? Do you know who I am? I'm such a good friend.
I don't know. Y'all becoming real best friends.
You know what? If you unfriend me,
I'm scared of commitment.
You are going to be losing the best friend you've ever had in your life. You know who's going to be missing? Who's going to be losing out?
Wow. Hey.
This is what you want to do? You want to miss out on the best thing that will ever happen in your life? Then you do that to yourself.
I
got to
throw this in. Over the weekend, they went on a powwow. He went on a powwow.
What? What do you mean when?
On the weekend.
When we went to
see
Jigsaw?
To the movies. Yeah.
You know, we were like in a group of like
thousands
15?
Of others.
Oh, it was 15?
We wasn't like.
I just seen three of y'all.
Oh, on the Schniz app?
Yeah, on the Snapchat.
Yeah, Vanessa.
And shout outs to Vanessa. And also.
That just came out also, so weird.
And also. Christina and the
butter.
Friends.
Butter.
And the friends.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Right? What is it? Is it margarine?
It's cool.
Okay.
Continue, Ruben. Continue. Go ahead.
Okay, Benz. Don't blush. Don't
so
blush
yeah.
now.
So yeah. The friends snuck in a whole bunch of food.
I
Regina.
She snuck in food. Vanessa snuck in wine. Let me tell you something. That's a real friend.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
mm-hmm.
need to have higher standards when it comes to your friends.
Especially
get your friend
the wine
quality
part.
Up. Yep. Get your quality level up for your friends. Because
there's levels to this.
Get your quality level up for your friends. If your friends are not sneaking in chicken wings and wine into the movie theater, I don't know. Like,
the funniest part is that I had a box from Popeyes, right? And I was about to put it in my purse, and she's like...
No, she wasn't about to put it in her purse. She did put it in her purse. Okay. And then she had to take it out because we were like, come on.
All right.
She okay, let me let you do it then. I'm like, hold that.
She told me that she's not going to walk with me if I walked up there with that box of chicken. So are you really my friend?
I sure am. Because what did you do after that? She poured the chicken and the fries into a bag and put it in the bag. The chicken and the fries still came in the theater. That's the most important part. But the box was looking crazy. Like, they was going to let us go in the theater with that box?
No, there was no way.
But she got in when it was in the bag. That's a real friend. We strategized and we made it happen.
True,
you see?
True. Wild. That's probably the ghetto thing I've done in my whole life.
Yep. I mean, I was watching the snaps and I was like,
We gotta go through the questions. We can't even go through the questions.
I think we answered all of them already.
No, what's the worst thing a friend has done to you?
Ooh. Rob?
And how has friendship shaped you as a person?
I don't know.
Which one do you want to answer?
Do what's the worst thing a friend's ever done to you? Tell it to your name drop.
I don't know.
Take you serious.
I think the worst thing somebody a friend has done to me, I think, tried to make me the enemy in the group. Like in high school.
That's conniving.
In high school there was a group of us here, and we were all tight. Like, we used to run basketball like every day. We used to hang. We had insiders. And
ooh, those are important.
Yeah, those are dope. And then prom came around. And then we were all trying to figure out how we're going to get to prom. And at the time, I was the only one with a license.
Ooh, okay.
So I already had in my mind, I'm like, you know what? I got my dad's truck looking nice. I got
the
that.
Audi?
No, he had a Navigator.
Oh, whoa.
So it was sick.
Money.
At that time, yeah, Navigator that's was the thing.
Yeah, so he just got it, like, and it was dope. So the other group, they were trying to figure it out. And I'm at work, and one of them calls me, like, yo, how are we going to get to prom? I'm like... And I'm sitting with a coworker who jokingly said, "Oh, I know somebody at Ripta that can get you guys a bus."
Oof.
And I took it as a joke, and I was laughing about it. I didn't think nothing of it.
But they took it serious.
And they took it. That one particular one took it really serious. And he had him, like, basically flipped what was said, and made me the enemy. They were mad at me at prom, but like towards graduation, that whole week leading up to graduation, they were all pissed at me.
Oh,
and
did you guys ever?
We did. My friend now, I consider my best friend now. We're mad tight, and he came up to me on graduation. Like, listen, man, I never took it like serious like that. I couldn't believe it, like stuff like that. So, which is cool. And out of that group of friends, I'm so cool with probably one of them, and that's Mike.
Oh,
Mike!
Shout out to Mike.
Yo.
Shout out to Mike. I think Mike, like,
Mike's a good one.
Yeah, Mike. Mike has been. He's I can smart. Definitely say my best friend. He might have other best friends. I don't care. But like you guys mentioned throughout the episode, like, you can always go back to that one best friend or friend and pick up right where you left off. And
facts.
And that's fact, because he hit me up today out of the blue. He's like, "Yo, what's good, man? What's going on? What are we trying to do?" And
do you think that relationship has shaped you as a person, or has helped?
I think so, because we a lot of us, like, as you mentioned, we tend to throw our friend out like it's nothing, and before,
very loose.
And it's loosey-goosey, but I can never say that, because I've been friends with a lot of people, and I'm not close to them because I know the type of character that they are, and I don't want to associate myself with them. So I've known to be careful how I approach people, and with just Mike, I think he's been one of the coolest ones that I've had. So
he's a good
that's
guy.
Where I stand.
Well, I'm going to add to that. And
Of the worst thing a friend's ever done to you?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not so bad, but the worst thing a friend could do is not share our episodes.
Friend,
if you're really my friend, I expect you to share whatever I'm doing, you should be supporting me to the fullest.
I take that personal, but you know, try not to, because
I don't take it personal.
You should take it personal.
At the same time, okay. You cannot be my friend and not support me. You know what I mean? And then later, like, let's say I blow up from today to tomorrow,
which
you're gonna be like,
I said,
I'm number one best friend.
Which is what
and
I said.
I'm gonna be like,
what did I say?
Bro,
what did I say at the beginning?
You did say that.
Phonies.
When we blowing up, back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me.
I'm gonna be swinging my
end
30
quote,
inches.
Mike Jones.
And y'all gonna
be
so stressed.
Dollar bills in the LA.
You know, so
peasants.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to be the petty friend, because I know it sounds petty.
I'm always the petty friend.
I know it sounds very petty to people listening, but if you're my friend, you should ride for me. Like, I have a dream. You know, I want to go somewhere. Ride for me. You know, it's not hard.
Yeah, because if
just
it was
hit,
the other way around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hit
loyalty.
The like, hit
people
the share,
loyalty.
And share
loyalty,
it. You know what
loyalty.
I mean? That's all I'm asking. You know what I mean? I'm not asking you for money. I'm not asking you for anything. You know?
Or at least subscribe.
Oh, yeah. At least subscribe.
So
shows a lot.
So that example that you mentioned, is that, would that be considered your friendship deal breaker?
Is that the worst thing a friend's ever done to you?
No, that won't be a deal breaker, because... You know what I mean? I understand sometimes people just don't care, you know, about certain things. Mm-hmm. But I'm not putting you in the best friend category.
That's true.
You know, you're just a friend, associate.
Mm. Throw that out there.
You know, not to sound bitter, but it's a fact. If you're not willing to share what I'm doing or champion me when I'm doing something right, you're probably not my best friend.
Right. That's true. Going around the table really quick, what would be the friendship deal breaker? Signing with you, Regina.
A friendship deal breaker. I have so many now that I've gotten older.
But what's the one that's probably stuck with you that you'll be like, you know what, that's not for me?
And it's the same thing when I said on the notecast, a people pleaser. I'm sorry, I don't like a people pleaser. I don't like someone that you're here today and you're going tomorrow with the wind or with the times or with what everyone's doing. Like, if you're my friend, you're going to ride with me no matter how we grow apart or how we grow together. Like, I don't like people that are people pleasers, because that means that you don't stand out from the crowd. You're just a part of it.
No, Rubens, what do you think? What's your deal breaker, bro?
Gossip.
About you, or just in general about everybody?
About me.
Okay.
If you're not willing to spread the right facts, don't talk about it. You know, like, I don't mind answering questions or telling people what it is. Like, I'm not that type of person that I'm gonna hide. I got nothing to hide. So if you're my friend, or you're trying to be my friend, but you're making things up, I can't be your friend.
It's looking quiet.
Yeah.
It's looking
very
word.
Quiet. Crickets.
I feel you.
Christina, how about you?
Oh, a deal breaker for me. Oh, my gosh. There's so many. Nobody likes liars, right? I think with liar comes, it's just like disrespect. Like, just don't disrespect me.
Friends don't lie.
Like, I feel like when you lie to someone is because you're like... It's usually like something you do like to your mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I didn't go to school. I mean, you know, I went to school today. I went to all my classes.
But
you didn't. You know, there's a little white lie so you don't get in trouble.
That's unnecessary.
So for you to feel like you have to lie to me feels weird. Like, I can't trust you, because what else could you be lying about? Or you're lying about little things, like you went out with another friend and you don't want to make me, like, little kid shit, like,
yeah,
just being childish. Like, to me, that's a child breaker, a deal breaker.
And
like,
just to piggyback, I'm sorry,
you gotta be like mature. Like, you know, people have other friends or people have other lives, like, kind of like what you said, you grow apart, but like, don't disrespect me, like, or don't disrespect my family. Just nothing that has to do with disrespect, it just gets under my skin. Like, we can't come back from that. I can come back from, you probably saw my man with another girl at the mall, you didn't tell me, or like,
no.
That's a no for Regina.
We can't come back.
That's a deal breaker for you?
I'm bougie as a friend. I have so many standards.
I mean, but I think it depends. But anyways, I just don't like to be lied to. I hate being lied to because I'm like not a liar. I'm honest about
friends
everything.
Don't lie, and you just gotta be honest. Like
and the nerve of you, I'm being so honest with you and telling you all my secrets, and you're gonna be crazy.
Yeah, and you're withholding information.
Exactly. Basically.
You know, if y'all watch Stranger Things, friends don't lie.
They don't.
Keep it 100.
That's how it is.
So I guess that's we just agreed on what a good friend is.
That's it.
Somebody
who's honest, loyal, and
you can always pick up where you guys started, no matter what.
No matter what, friends don't lie. Remember that. That's rule number one. Friends don't lie.
Okay.
Wow. All right. We're putting an unofficial rule there. If you didn't know,
loyalty.
Just watch Stranger Things. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
Sweet. Well, I believe that is a wrap for Sparkle PVD for this week, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll catch y'all next week. Annie, suéltalo.